Very good afternoon to our listeners. My name is Lucas Kalua Pakatenda, and I am bringing you our weekly very special program on voters' preparation, civic education, and why we as citizens of the Republic of Namibia have to participate in the upcoming regional and local government elections. The program is My Vote, My Choice, is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation, Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, and it is brought to you by Eagle FM. I'm Lucas Katenda, your teacher and presenter, and will lead the discussion. And I would be willing today to receive as many calls as possible so that our citizens may be able to share their views and also to ask those pertinent questions that are pertaining to the role of elections in democracy, the role of citizens in elections as part of democratic processes. So I will do a recap of what we have done last week, and thereafter we will pick up some new phenomenon.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
Well, and that being said, and all things considered, as they say, last week we looked at my democracy tree, and this is a document published by the Legal Assistance Center. It's a Know Your Government Fact Sheet series, and number 6 of all the 8 series, sponsored by Hans Seidel Foundation as well. And this document is very useful, especially in terms of explanation as to what is regional and local government. We spoke that Namibia is a constitutional democracy, and in the Namibian constitution, we have 3 levels of government, namely central government, regional government, and local government. We are not talking about the 3 pillars of governance in Namibia, namely the judiciary, the executive, and the legislature. We are talking about the government itself. Those are pillars of state, judiciary, legislature, and executive. Those are pillars of the state. Obviously, they will come down to government as well. But here we are talking about the government now. The government is the central government, constituted by whoever won the election, will constitute what we call central government, where you have the president, where you have the cabinet, and where you have all other things, like now the laws is passed by legislature, and also those who are interpreting the law and applying and enforcing the application of the law, namely the courts. Those are levels. Those are pillars of the state. The state stands on those 3, and therefore the government must take its power from those very important pillars. out of the pillars, now you have what we call the central government. The central government is the president, the executive, and the various departments under those ministries. Those are, we call them central government. Ministry of what central government. Ministry of what central government. Where the minister is, those are part of the central government. They meet in the cabinet. But then we also believe that central government alone is not sufficient. Therefore, there must be what we call regional government. Regional government. And regional government must also work hand in hand with the local government in terms of municipalities and towns and village councils. So why do we need these different levels of government? One, the president and members of the National Assembly represent all the people of Namibia. There's no question about that. And they deal with issues that affect everyone in the nation. But communities will always need some government bodies that are closer to them. And they should focus on issues and problems that the community encounter. For example, there are many things that are affecting people differently in different regions and different constitutions. So we talk about those for the past 2 weeks. And the structures of the regional local government is that you have the regional councils in all the 14 regions. There is a regional council, and each region must have constituencies, minimum 6, maximum 12. And those constituencies form up what we call the regional council of that particular region. And the president will appoint a governor who will really function to link between the central government and the minister responsible and the local government. In other words, management committees of the regions can function concentrating only on the region, and they must feed back the government, the governor, who must now be able to liaise with Her Excellency on matters of governance. And you also have some people who are called chief regional officers, and therefore chief regional officers most importantly deals with relevant ministries and feed the council, because the councillors are going to be in their own constituencies, including the chairperson of the management committee. They don't work in the regional office on a daily basis. The person who administer the regional office is the chief regional officer, and must work with the regional council, a person of the management, the governor, and obviously relevant ministries and relevant offices, including the appointing authority in terms of the governor. So there's always this consultative between all these offices and these people. They work really hand in hand, and they should. While the local authorities has to do with village councils, town councils, and municipalities, and each of the of those councils are constituted accordingly, depending on if you are a municipality, you can have how many people. If you are this type of municipality, you can have how many people as councillors and so forth and so on. Because here it even says, the classification of local authority affects its duties and powers. Towns have responsibility for more services than villages, and municipalities have responsibility for more than other towns, more than towns. So you have village councils who will have always 5 members. Town councils will have 7 to 12, depending on the promulgation of the cabinet or the minister on those matters. And we must also have municipal who can have 7 members to 15 members, depending on the type of municipalities and the size and all that. And we also have the Council of Traditional Leaders, who are also working hand in hand with the regional councils, and their main task is really to administer customary law, to preserve their communities, cultures, traditions, languages, and other values. And they are also just helping the president and on the control and the use of communal land on other matters referred to it by the president. They don't own the land. They are just administering the land on behalf of the president. And most of the time, the president does not do micro-controlling. There is what we call communal land boards in each and every region. If there is any issues pertaining to the use of communal land, the communal land board must be informed. So those are the some of the things we speak now. Now, we need to understand that when it comes to the regional council, we are not voting for political parties per se. Although political parties will nominate candidates to represent them so that it is a political party. And these political parties sometimes are good for accountability and sometimes are bad for the administration and the leadership of the region. So it depends. But still, when you vote, you are voting for an individual, not for a party. Some parties will give you wrong people, but you will have to make a big choice if you are going to vote for the party anyway, irrespective of the candidate, or you will vote for the candidate irrespective of the party. Because we want people who understand the nature of regional and constituency government. So what we need is to understand that the party will give you the candidate. Some people will come on as independent candidates, and only those who are fielded by the parties and by independent candidates that can participate in the regional elections. There are no associations or things like that. People must be registered and must be fielded either independently as per constitution, or they must be fielded by their political parties. But still, their names are appearing personally, not as a party. Their name must appear personally. It must be a person we are voting for, not the party. While for the local authorities, the elections must be a party or an association. Ratepayers association, community members association, residents association, and then political parties. You only vote for the party, you don't vote for individuals. You don't vote for individuals. Yeah, but still my bone of contention, and I would like us to have a serious conversation about this regional, upcoming regional elections, is that we need people who can do what we call we need to understand what we call representation. In any case, it is representation. There must be a direct representation or indirect or representative. There is a statement here by saying, owing to the main challenge presented by direct democracy, the difficulty of each one of us representing ourselves at various fora, indirect or representative democracy was introduced. Representation is defined as the process by which political power and influence, which the entire citizenry or a part of it might have upon governmental action, with their express or implied approval, is exercised on its behalf by a small number among them with a binding effect upon the whole community thus represented. Similarly, representative government is understood to stand the whole people or some numerous portion of it. It exercises the ultimate controlling power through deputies periodically elected by the people themselves. That's why we are talking about the regional councillors are going to be elected, local authority councillors are going to be elected, members of the National Assembly are elected, president is elected. There's an argument made by some scholars that people must possess this ultimate power in all its completeness. They must be masters whenever they please, and all operation of the government must always fall under the power of the people. In other words, if a person is not performing, people must be able to say, wait a minute, we have tried, we have given you this opportunity and you have squandered it, and for this reason I would like to say that we cannot allow you to do 1, 2, 3. Okay, from the above conceptualization, there are certain things we need to know. 5 essential principles of representation in liberal democracy stands out, namely, the ultimate power lies with the people, the popular or sovereign principle. The ultimate power lies with the people. The popular power, this popular power is exercised by a selected few on behalf of the many. So we have the sovereign principle, we have the deputation principle, and we have the popular consent principle, where the deputies or representatives are mandated by people through periodic elections. And the decisions are made and actions carried out by these representatives have a binding effect on the community. We call that governance principle. And the ultimate masters, the people, remain the final judge of performance of government and their deputies. So the government must not say, we have worked, we have done 1, 2, 3, we have done this. That is not for you to judge yourself. Allow the people to judge you. The best in democracy is for you to stand there and they say to the people, thank you for giving us the mandate for the past 5 years. And this is what we have done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's up for you to judge us. Don't go to people and say, no, we have worked. We have worked. Can you see? We have worked. Let the people say, no, these people have worked. Can you see? We expect them to do 1, 2, 3. And they have done not only 1, 2, 3, but they have also done 4, 5, and 6. They have done more. Let us clap hands for them. But there are some people who are just clapping hands for themselves, and they claim that they have worked. So we must be careful of, in the representative, we have what we call popular sovereign principle, the deputation principle, the popular consent principle, the governance principle, and the accountability principle. Everything is really about the people who are going to vote for you. So, but how should a representative act so as to conform to all these principles? There's an English philosopher there, Edmund Beck, and he's also a politician. He argued that a representative should be guided by 4 things, namely constituents' opinions, rational judgment, consideration of national interest, and the personal conviction or conscience. There are 4 things that people must really act as councillors. What are the opinions of the people? What are the opinions of the people? What are the wishes of the people? What are the needs in that constituency, in that local authority? What are the needs? People must know. If they don't know, help them to know their needs. Help them to discover their needs. Okay? Through conferences and meetings. But also have some rational judgment. Rational judgment, logical judgment. Don't just do any judgment that is illogic. And also please do the national interest. Consider the national interest, now the constitution, for instance, and your personal convictions. What is it that you are ready to do? Some of the candidates we are having, and I'm coming to that, they are failing, in my view, to demonstrate. To demonstrate what? To demonstrate their constituency opinions, to demonstrate their rational judgment, to demonstrate the consideration of national interest, and even for personal convictions. I will give you one example of what I have seen where a candidate for a regional councillor really has worked very hard to say, this is who I am and this is what I want to do. Some councillors are not doing that. Some candidates are not doing that. Okay? And we have to do that. In the modern world, most people tend to view representatives in Beckstem as a person with a discretion and inclined, expected to act in response to local, national, and personal exigencies. So, these are serious things. And unfortunately, we have some people, when you talk of constituency opinions, what are the opinions of the people in your constituency? You ask just one of the candidates, zero. Yeah. What are the opinions of the people? Don't go there and solve people's problems, imposing problems on people. Maybe what you think is a problem is not the problem. Please go to people. Do a situational analysis. Study the situation. Ask the people, what is the question? And so forth, and so on. And then, are you a person who is able to be rational? Are you a person who is emotional or rational? Because I always say, because of finances that come with this responsibility, some people are just looking at the finances. They are just looking at the money and not at the service. And this is the danger that we have in the society. When you have a regional, so-called regional councillor's candidate, and you look at them in their eyes, their big thinking is not on the service delivery. Their big thinking is on the money that comes. It's on the honor that comes with this. There is no question about it. You are going to be honored. You are going to be honored. Don't even bully people already to say, you have to start calling me honorable. There is no question. There is no question about it. We are going to do that. You are the honorable. If you are elected, you are. And the government have no reason whatsoever not to compensate you fairly for this work that you are doing. They will make sure you have a transport. They will make sure you have minimally resources needed for you to move around in your constituents. There is no question about that. But my point is, what have you demonstrated the capacity and the capability to be rational, to be thinking rationally, rational judgment? Are you capable of thinking and considering of national interest? What are the national interests of Namibia? The national interest of Namibia is the economic upliftment of the people, health of our people, education of our people, security of our people, safety of our people, and territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence of our state in terms of formulating its own policies, whether local or international. Okay. Are you a person who understand that? Can you sit among people who may have some ulterior motives, maybe about our resources and so on, and you are a person who is naive about what others may want from you? Namibia has natural resources. We have the sea, we have the ocean, and the resources in the ocean is the fish. We have the mines, the underground minerals. We have all kinds of things. The question is, are you the person who is ready to protect the territorial integrity, safety, and security of our country? Those things are non-negotiable. You cannot negotiate about those things. So even if people are asking, we want this, we want that, we want that, consider the national interest. No, the government must do 1, 2, 3. Consider the national interest. But obviously, common sensically, you are expected to have some personal convictions, like assisting people, educating people, being available for them. These simple things, working within the framework of our constitution and of our laws. So we need regional councillors and we need local councillors who are able actually to think on a higher level. We don't want people with a lower understanding of things. Now, constitution and subsidiary legislations in various countries, both at local and the national level, spell out the functions of representatives. There are common known functions, such as making laws, ordinances, revenue raising. These are now the national ones. However, representative, for example, of the councillors, do a lot of other things sanctioned by the convention, the expectation of voters, personal convictions that, and the fact that they are leaders in a case study of districts and regions and what, and leaders of the civil society organizations and so forth and so on. You must be able to have multi-sectoral approach so that it is really the interest of our people, and we must build a society that is cohesive, that is united, and that is speaking with one voice on common matters. And on secondary matters, then you can differ. There are good things in the world of religion, especially in the Christian church. There are good things in the Christian church, but there are also bad things in the Christian church, unfortunately. The good things in the church today is that we think of what we call primary matters and secondary matters. Primary matters and secondary matters. Now, primary matters are the basic Christian doctrine, the doctrine of God. For instance, there is one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All of us agree to that? Yes, that's a tick. This God has come into the world in the person of Jesus Christ? Yes. This Jesus did 1, 2, 3. He died on the cross. He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. True or false? True. Then it comes to the question of who must be a bishop in the church. Is that a primary issue? Is that a secondary issue? It is a secondary issue. It is not a primary issue. Can it divide people just specific on its own? No, it should not divide people. Unless there are harmful practices attached to the choice of such a bishop. If there are harmful practices attached to it, might be bullying, might be character assassination, might be defamation, the abuse of a person psychologically. Yeah, it's not allowed, unfortunately, to abuse someone just because you don't want them to be bishops or something. It's a secondary matter, but there are primary matters attached to it, like abuse is not allowed. Okay? So, who should be a deacon? Married or unmarried? Okay. Paul says if you are unmarried, remain like that. If you are married, stick to your wife or to your husband, whatever the case may be. The question now is marriage a secondary matter in terms of choosing elders in the church? Yes, it's a secondary matter. It is not a primary matter. And therefore, we cannot divide over the issue of the age or marriage or things like that. We cannot be divided on that matter. So even in the politics of the nation, we have to agree on primary matter. Namibia our land. True or false? True. That's a that's not a secondary, that's a primary matter. Namibia is a land that belongs to all people who were born in it, who were naturalized, who are citizens by whatever means described in the constitution. Namibia is ours. True or false? Is true. That is a common thing. We need 50 ministers and 50 deputy ministers, that is 100 people. Or we need 14 ministers and we need 2 deputy ministers. That is secondary. Those are secondary matters. We can differ. But we cannot differ that we are all Namibians. We cannot differ there. We cannot differ that Namibia's independence came as a result of a protracted liberation struggle. We cannot differ there. Yeah, we cannot differ there. But we can differ that the liberation struggle has ended, the political side, now we have economic struggle. Very true. We have to say, we have to agree that okay, we can differ on this matter. So sometimes there are things we can differ that are that are secondary, but there are things that we cannot differ. They are primary. Security of our country is primary. Safety and security of everyone, right from the president to the least person in the society, to the young people. They must not fall into water, in the buckets of water or buckets of washikundu or things like that. There must be safety and security from home to top, from top to bottom. Everybody must be safe. People must not be attacked in the river beds during the night. It's a safety issue. We all have to agree. We need to be safe. Okay? We need to be safe. There are other things. Shall we all be in one political party? No. That we can differ. The approach of how to do things, we may differ. That's why we say when you are a regional councillor, consider where it is a common issue, consider consulting others. Where it's a common Namibian issue, consider everyone. Okay? When it is a church issue, or who belongs to which church, those are even third, fourth issues. They are not even secondary matters. You can differ. They are not necessary. But when it comes to one Namibia, one nation, and so forth and so on, in your constituency, in your local authority, have a conversation on issues that are affecting common people. Agree that yes, we have to. This is a common enemy. Huh? We now have issues of health, issues of education, issues of sanitation, issues of food, security. Those are all common things. Who doesn't eat? We all eat in Namibia. So we have to make sure that our people must be united on common ground and differ on secondary matters. Differ on secondary matters. On approaches, we can differ on that. Now, constituency level function really include informing one's constituents about government actions if you are at a constituency level. Inform your constituents, means your people, about government actions, about government plans, about government policies. This is what the government is saying, because we are bringing services of the government closer to the people, helping to settle conflicts and resolve grievances among the people. When people are worried, people are angry, people are crying, there's no water here, there's no what, you are there to resolve these grievances and even help settle conflicts about anything in families, in communities, help them. It's a regional councillor, a community leader. There are other leaders, as I said. There are traditional councillors there, Oyeneo Mikunda. Then there are Malenga. There are community people like business people, there are school teachers, there are nurses, there are pastors, there are some just elders in the community, there are sports people, there are business people. Consult them for the benefit. Don't care. Don't worry they belong to which church. It's a common ground, common enemy, common objective. You can work and you say, colleagues, because we are discussing 1, 2, 3, which is a national interest, let us leave aside our political differences, religious differences, philosophical differences, cultural differences. Let us now face this monster and let us confront the elephant in the room. That's what we should be doing. And not only that, you must also aggregate and articulate the interests of constituent to relevant authorities. So you take the interests of the people and you take them to relevant offices and the resource allocation locally. You are there to find out if there is a need for a clinic or a health center or a hospital. If this is a need and it is within the budgetary possibility of the national development plan, then you can also just force that in the upcoming national development plan, there must be a hospital for this particular community. It needs how many doctors, it needs how many nurses, it needs how many cleaners, how many pharmacists, how many radiologists, how many departments, how many resources, how many machines, how many what. And you can say we need people who have knowledge will be able to put financial estimations to those needs, and the work will begin. Or we need a school, or we need an agricultural thing, or we need the earth dam here, we need all kinds of things. And we need also mobilizing efforts for the development of the constituency, and we need also to provide leadership locally. And then one thing that I will now want us to talk a little bit, and I will give you an example of one of the regional councillors, candidate, and I will mention the name of that person, not to promote her, but to give you an example that as a voter myself, me, Lucas Katenda, I'm not a political animal. I don't belong to the political world in terms of activism. I know politics. I take political stand on issues and I will vote, but I will vote with my mind. You see, I will vote with my mind and I want to vote for people I know. I want to vote for people I know what they stand for. I want to vote for people I have studied. Otherwise, if a person is unknown to me, it will be very difficult for me to vote for such a person. Okay? Why? Personal level functions include self-advertising. Every person must do self-advertising. I cannot overemphasize this, dear people. As citizens, demand these people to come out to you, and they must come and advertise themselves. They must not just advertise themselves by way of just coming and reading something on a piece of paper they wrote while in that meeting. They must have a big file. They must have documents. They must be able to share these things on WhatsApp groups. They must be able to publish these things on little flyers and pamphlets so that people know who is this person. Because this person, if he's fielded by the party, obviously they must align their thinking with those four things I mentioned. Okay? They must align with their political party's political program, but they must also align it with the people on the ground, the opinions of the people, the rational judgment, okay, the consideration of national interest and the personal conviction. There must be a reflection of those things on their on their self-advertisement. This is me. My name is so-and-so. I want to be a councillor of this particular constituency. And wanting to be a councillor of this particular constituency, I would like to be the councillor because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because people are saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in my constituency. And I think when it comes to our constitution, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When it comes to our political party, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And therefore myself, I subject myself to these things and I would like to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At least people must know who you are. You cannot just say, vote for me, I want to be a regional councillor. Who are you? Who are you? Not just your name. I don't want to see on just your name and your face. There are people who are just sending flyers with the name of the people. This is Mr. So-and-so, depending on the party's call for things, whether you call it comrades or patriots or activists or what have you. They will say, vote for so-and-so, vote for so-and-so, vote for so-and-so. Who are these people? Just a one-page description, a two-page description, a flyer. Not just their name, but they must align their vision with those four things, their party's political program, with the national constitution, the opinions of the people on the ground. Align your thinking on those matters. Now, that's part of self-advertisement. Credit claiming. If you have done something good, claim it. I have done this. Position taking. Take the position. Okay? So self-advertising is the effort to disseminate one's name among the constituents in such a fashion to create a favorable image, but a message must have to focus on real issues of the constituents and on the development of the nation. You must do that. I cannot overemphasize that getting oneself known in the constituency and nationally, in the local authority, in the constituency just means people. Constituent means people. Requires a self-advertising using all possible means so that we know you. So that we know you. I was just browsing the social media and I came across a particular information for a particular candidate and the number was there. And I had to call her to say, what you have done is the best. And this is what we wanted happening. And I'm going to use your example in the next episode of my program. I told her that. Now, I say, other than that, visit the constituencies. Visit people. Go to where people are. Go to their homes, go to their festivities, go to their churches, go to their schools, go to their cultural events, go to the trade fairs, go to fundraising activities, go to community meetings, go to where they are grazing their animals. Be with the people. Being honorable doesn't mean to be detached, doesn't mean to be detached from the people. Go to the people. Go. Yeah. Have speeches. Train yourself in public speaking. Train yourself if you are unable to speak publicly. Train yourself to speak with eloquence. Train yourself to speak with conviction and address people in various situations. Conditions. Attend ceremonies, I mentioned already. Go to weddings. Go to funerals. in the case, they may suddenly push in the top of the center. People will get to know you. Okay? Sending condolences and congratulatory messages to the constituents. Pamopeno ntugu mwapita nando. Okano na kapito diploma kokaringa kafaken udhigu. Concentrate on these matters and congratulate them. I was reading on the top of the New Era today, there was a lady who is from the San community in a particular constituency, and she was able to defeat all the odds, and she has become a teacher with a diploma in pre-primary and junior primary schools. You see, congratulate this person. Look for their number, go to them and say, thank you, I have read your name in the newspaper. This is the best. Some people just keep quiet. Even when there are difficulties, even when people are exposed or things like that, or they are arrested or they are sick, and you are able to go to them and say, oh, I heard there was this problem. I heard you were in hospital. I'm sorry to hear that. Please, I wish you a speedy recovery or things like that. Be an activist in the community. Do counseling if you can. Refer people for counseling and say, oh, you have a problem in your marriage. Okay, let me find out someone who can help. And you give them a number or you call that person and you link them up, and you may not know how your help maybe your intervention may be of a great help. And writing newspaper articles. Some counselors are unknown. Write a newspaper article. Let you be known. We don't know what you think. Publish in the local languages. Nyoreni mohunda nado shiwambo. Tanyora miifo. Tanyora komalungula. Tanyora otompere wanawa. Tanyora shi mashareshwa. Totinga kene tunoku ningeputu komomkunda. Tanyora po shi imanga shiringao. Nankundi nankarashike mwaku utumbapu undingosho. Undingosho na ombinga ngayo yehumoko meho. Ashike, undingosho ne. Wato uvuro kumana pwethi mbo jete nisha. So hatukutu bipu une nethi mbwede. Na tukutu bipu ngo minutezo tumba. Seta tueni kumagumbo tukarongeni. Tukarongeni ikuja. Seta tukandi theni ngatu imo nene nene umbolo tone. No, nasho nashi zine mu. Mudingosio ne weto mudingosio, ya atu tini mudingosio ndisi, ya mudingosio, hicho shoshiputo, shinangaku vita shitingine, ya okay, being calculating the vocal on selected issues of local importance, oshasima na ngereto karau newi, you must have a voice in the community. I have repeated this over and over. And over again. Now, looking that being said, allow me to say, I came across a lady by the name Naomi Kisting, candidate for Mariental Urban Regional Councillor, Independent Patriot for Change. Please take note, I only came across this thing on Facebook. Maybe there are other things. There are other counselors who have done the same or similar thing. Let us know so that we can give an example that this is what we want. We don't want a person just to say, oh, I am going to stand for the candidate. Who are you? Now, Mrs. Kisting writes that her interest is grounded in law, driven by service. Oh, I like that. If someone could even put it in the local languages and put this thing all over your constituency. Grounded in law, driven by service. Okay, some of the counselors some of the candidates are unable to say this. I pick point Mrs. Kisting because she's a lady. And remember, this is a season of women in terms of political leadership in Namibia. She's a lady. And there she comes out strongly. Yeah? Grounded in law, driven by service. If there is anyone else who has some things, I will give him a number and send me those things so that they can say, oh, there are also people here who have given out their details. Grounded in law, driven by the service. Nobody else can use that. You cannot plagiarize. She has already taken that. You can't use it even in the very same fashion. Okay? Maybe you can use your own different standing for local development. Okay? Ready for service delivery. Find your own motto of campaign. I just believe that Ms. Kisting says, grounded in the law, driven by service. Just saying that alone. If I were a member of the constituency in which she is a candidate, I would be able to say, what does it mean? And she say, my experience aligns directly with the responsibility outlined in the Namibian Regional Council. Can you see when I say align it? Align your wishes with the Constitution, by extension to all the relevant laws, your party political program, or your, if you are independent candidate, your own things. Align it. And here she claims, my experience aligns directly with the responsibility outlined in the Namibian Regional Councils Act number 22, 1992. I remember going through this whole act when I started this episode, and I went through every section of the Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992. The developmental planning is not only aligned with the act, but also the developmental planning, service coordination, public engagement, socio-economic upliftment. I myself will say, this meme knows what she is doing. This meme knows what she is saying. And she say, I say, how do you know that? She say, no, with over 25 years of advancing civil society. 25 years she has been working in the civil society organizations. Youth empowerment, gender equity, ethical governance. I bring hands-on expertise in capacity building, transparent leadership, and community transformation. This is what a person is saying. If I can have now some other people having some what they want to show us, then I will choose. Mrs. Kisting is saying 1, 2, 3. This candidate is saying 1, 2, 3. This candidate is saying 1, 2, 3. I have to choose which one is appealing more. Then you choose, because it's a choice. We must not choose to validate people because they have been there. It must really be a choice. Position held, she talks of what she did. She was executive secretary to the CEO for Kahanja Municipality, program facilitator, legal assistance center, project manager, NID, partnership coordinator, Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Republic of Namibia. So she's not just a new person into community work. Now, skills and proven impact. Is she a person who can really, she's suitable for Mariental constituency? Mariental what? Mariental urban. Is she a person for the Mariental urban? And she says, yes. Public administration, in case you don't know, as executive secretary to the CEO for Kahanja Municipality, I coordinated municipal operations, community engagement, ensuring responsive leadership, smooth service delivery for 5 years. I prepared, distributed monthly departmental financial reports, grounding my leadership in accountability and transparency, I am ready to bring this administrative precision to the council, ensuring service run efficient and ethically. She even talks about some qualities of good governance because she's talking about responsive leadership. Can you hear the topic? She's a responsive leader. She, what is she saying herself? And she say, she talks about accountability. She talks about transparency. She talks about ensuring service delivery, efficient service delivery, not just efficient, but also ethics, ethically, good behavior. Okay. If this is the person, oh, I will be happy to start to compare the notes. I want the other people also to come on. Now imagine this is the only person I know who has done this. And nobody else. All others, I only see their faces. And nothing else is written. Nothing else. Political parties impress upon your candidates to write down things so that we know them as voters. Like what Mrs. Naomi Kisting has done. Democratic integrity, she said, I trained and developed over 300 election observers across the four national elections and served as international observer for election process such as Sweden elections under IDEA, International Institute for Democratic and Electoral Assistance, Sudan referendum under the Jimmy Carter Center. These experiences reflect my unwavering commitment to fair, transparent governance and voter empowerment. I will uphold these values in every decision I make as a councillor. Aha. Meme has some experiences. Okay? Okay? Has some experiences. Okay. And she talks of financial oversight of all the things, you know. She say, I manage annual project funding approximately 2 million prepared audited report across multiple initiatives to ensure financial integrity at every step. I am ready to oversee council budgets with the same level of diligence and transparency. Can you see? Working with diligence. Working with diligence. It's not a new person to financial matters. Environmental stewardship, you say, I facilitated land reform trainings for farmers and conservancies promoting sustainable land use and rural resilience. My approach to development respect both people and the land, because true progress must be sustainable. I will advocate for policies that protect our environment while empowering our communities to thrive. Can you see? This person is not just someone who coming from nowhere. She's coming from a particular background. Strategic partnership. I co-found Namibia Women's Network to elevate women into leadership roles and spearheaded political exchange program for emerging female politicians in collaboration with Sweden Centerpartiet. These efforts reflect my commitment to building bridges locally and globally to advance civic education and gender equity. I am ready to bring this same collaborative spirit to council, ensuring every voice is heard and uplifted. Every voice. Now, if this person who say every voice will be heard, you take up this document yourself and you go to the council and she begins to behave in a way that is contrary to what herself she has written, you pull this out of your file and say, Meme, didn't you tell us that you are going to hear every voice? Why are you not hearing my voice now? Because these are the things the person saying is able to do. Okay? Then you have what we call project implementation. From leading the construction of fully furnished home for pensioners and the fiscal challenge in Okahanja through the social housing program to overseeing renovation of church hostels across six Elsen circuits, I have consistently improved the infrastructure that serves the vulnerable. The Gibeon Care Center is one such initiative where afternoon classes helped improve pass rate for underprivileged children. Providing the inclusive development is not just possible, but powerful. I will apply this hands-on experience to deliver really visible change experience in the informal settlements. She is able to implement. These are the things she's able to do. She's able to implement things, and things must be done, and she's able to give the report immediately. These things are done. Capacity building also, she talks about a transformed and income-generating initiative into the thriving Sofima micro-business under LCRN, ensuring staff receive the proper training and support. Through targeted fundraising, I enabled youth to pursue studies in early child development, pharmacy, finance, officer administration, turning potential into progress. I am prepared to scale these efforts to empower more youth and families across. Mm-hmm. And then she talks about public engagement. I led nationwide outreach campaign, anti-corruption, civic rights, traveling from time to time across 14 regions by training civil society groups to design and implement advocacy campaigns. I ensure that civic education reached elders, semi-literate communities, and those often left behind. Because the democracy must speak every language, I will continue to make public engagement a cornerstone of my leadership, ensuring no one is left out. Rural development. Partnership, or partnering with a former governor in his professional capacity and the involvement in the Haribes community, I helped complete the first phase of a preschool for rural children. This project brought essential services closer to families and affirmed my belief that no child should be left behind due to geography. I am committed to extending this model of rural inclusion to every corner of Marental Urban. And then we have what we call legal literacy and gender advocacy. Through my work with the Legal Assistance Center, I support victims, promoted access to justice, empowering families to understand, claim their rights. Legal literacy is not just about law, it's about dignity and protection and voices. It will champion policies that protected the vulnerable and ensure justice is accessible to all. Dignity is not a dream, it is a decision. Let us turn up in numbers for the upcoming regional and local government elections in November. Vote for Naomi, and also she put her party there. Vote for IPC because she's a candidate of that political party, and she says change starts with you. Now, the reason why I came across this and I decided to say no, let me say this, it's because it speaks to what I have been saying all these weeks, that it will be so foolish for us not to know who these people are. When I say who you are, just introduce yourself a bit, like what the lady has done. Introduce yourself. All of you, I don't know how many hundred in the four constituents, whatever the number is, the constituency. Introduce yourself to the Namibian people. Introduce yourself to the people in your constituency and say, this is who I am. This is my background. This is what I have done. And this is what I am able to do. Especially listening to the people in this constituency. When I look at this, I think, or I believe, I can confidently say I am able to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please vote for me. That is what we call, according to this document, self-advertising. Self-advertising. There are some people saying, no, we cannot, you cannot advertise yourself. You have to. You have to. Otherwise, how do we know you? How do we know you? There are many times we have voted for councillors we don't know. It's no longer. It's no longer. It doesn't make any sense. You have few weeks to go, my dear people. Each one of you generate something about yourself. Work. You can't just be talking from the back of your brain. You are thinking, what must I tell these people? What must I tell these people? Put your things on the piece of paper and explain to them that this is me. I am sponsored by my party, whether I was sponsored by SWAPO, sponsored by IPC, sponsored by LPM, sponsored by AR, sponsored by ADM, sponsored by PDM, sponsored by NUDO, sponsored by National Empowerment Fighting Corruption, sponsored by whoever I am sponsored. If you are in the local authority, give us the names of those people, just a little bit of background, the party or the association that gives us those people. Write a little bit of a 2-page. We are giving you 1, 2, 3. These people. Lucas Katenda, because he is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Name so and so, because he's 1. When we look at the capacity of these people, looking at what they have done, looking at where they are coming from, looking at their commitment, we think vote for us. But when you vote for us, these are the people we will put in charge of the town council or the village council or the municipality. It is no longer just the names and faces of the people. It must not just be right to give us the names and the faces of the people. Example is given here by Mrs. Kisting. To tell us, in the simplest language that every person can understand, in that Marinta urban constituency, please vote for me. This is what I'm able to do. Another person must come with the similar things, not the same, but similar things. 5 of them, and the community must be able to read. And if people cannot read English, put this thing in Afrikaans, in Kekwekovab. Put in the language that people can understand and be able to say, aha, okay, this person is talking a bit of sense. Let us vote for her. So, that being said, I would like now to open the air. We have 25 minutes before the close of the program. And I would like people to call in the program and have their voices heard. If you have any question, if you have any addition, you cannot come here yourself and say, no, my name is so and so, I am a councillor, what, vote for me. No, I want the document you have written and you send it to me so that I can see it. Because so far, in the whole of the country, I only see one candidate. Some people are putting their name and their faces, the flyer on the Facebook, and they write 2 things there. Please, I am here now. The constituency is lagging behind. The solution is me. In which way? Some of you have failed even to run your own bedroom, to make up just your bedroom, to clean up your house. But you want to do the whole constituency. No, we want people who are serious with the business. So I would like now, if there is any call for a person to call in the program, I will do so before I go to what we call credit claiming. Please give me a call until you call. We cannot hear what you think. We go to the marketplace.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipuranenge leo wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoewe ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala unongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu honda doili nawa minuto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijabweli nawa ninge pata fanoa na monika ko Eagle FM onora esatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Right. I'm still waiting for people to call in the program. Otherwise, I will continue with to impress upon the candidates to self-advertise. And I call upon the community to impress upon their candidates to write things down and to give them written things. Things are no longer just spoken by the word of mouth. Our people are able to read and write. Put things in the language that the people can read. I want to see in ordinary homes where the older lady will say, please read for me what that person wants to achieve when he or she becomes a councillor of our constituency. That's what we call self-advertising, and we say credit claiming is when we say credit claiming is the act is to generate a belief in a relevant political actor that one is personally responsible for causing government or some unit thereof to do something that actor or actors considers desirable. If you go to what Meme Kisting is saying, I have done 1, 2, 3, 4 things. I have worked where. I was able to achieve 1, 2, 3, 4. This thing she is claiming the credit because she believes she has done so. You are free to tell us what you have achieved. I keep on saying it to people. I have been in community for many years. I started my community work around the church many years ago. Many years ago, at least in 1993, I started really working around the Anglican Church. And I have been in Anglican circles ever since up to now, both in the Anglo-Catholic Anglican Diocese and in the Evangelical Church of England, regional. I have been there, and I can tell you what I have achieved. Okay? I can tell you what I have achieved, and I can claim credit. If I have done what I have done, I can claim it. Nobody can take that credit from me if I think this thing has happened because I was there. You are leaders already. You will not become a leader only when you go to the constituency. You are going to be a leader, but you have been a leader. Some of you have been in the church. Some of you have been in party structures. Some of you have been in business. Some of you have been in cultural. Some of you have been in the community, footballs and so on, sports. Some of you have been doing so many works. Write them down. We cannot just think out and think that, oh, this person has been doing. Write those things down and go to the community so that the community know the type of a person. So that they can also just come back to you and say, hey, wait a minute. When you were campaigning, you wrote in the pamphlet and you said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. Now you are not doing it. Aha, be careful of your words now. This is exactly what I am telling people to do. Okay? Credit claiming. The emphasis here is an individual's accomplishment rather than say party or government accomplishment. Say what you have done. The party will have achieved something. The party has already achieved it by choosing you. That's an achievement of the party. They chose you to put you there. That is the party's achievement. Now, yourself, what have you achieved? You cannot just be a party stooge. Tell us also what you have done. I used to joke that some people have failed even to buy a box of pencils for a grade one at their village. Just a box of pencils and say, teacher, children must have pencils and crayons and painting things. I was able to go in my little budget. This is what I have taken. Please share with children. I don't want to have to hear any child who has no pen in classroom. Some have not done so, but they want to be regional councillors. They have not done so. Some have only done things for themselves. They only work for themselves. They have never worked for anybody else. They only worked for themselves. Dear friends, this is a serious matter. This is a serious work. And I invite you to please inform the people what you are able to do in terms of what you have achieved. Now, position taking. When you are elected or you are just vying, there is what we call position taking. It's a defined as a public enunciation of a judgment statement on anything likely to be interested to a political actor. You take a position on a particular issue. Especially your position must be taken, must be aligned with the constituents' interests or the party position or national interest or personal conscience. Take a position on issues. This is my position and I stand by it. There are some people who are who are wrong, who are very wrong, especially when it comes to church and secular world. Secularist humanists will show up and ask you a question. You never know this question is coming from secular point of view. You only assume. If a journalist from a liberal newspaper comes up and asks you, what do you think about this matter? And you give them your position, then they are going to use your answer against you. But it doesn't change. It doesn't change the position. Because it is either aligned with a particular doctrine, might be aligned with a particular standpoint. So as a counselor, we need to know where you stand on issues like abortion, like what. Welcome to we lost the caller there. There was a caller. And please, the caller, come back and let us hear your voice. I'm saying we need to know what is your position on abortion before we vote for you. What is your position on family values? What is your position on family, marriage and family values, for instance? We want to know. We want to know your position on political pluralism. Oitara kucha ongu ndudo politika oda ziminwa manamibia nengo toke ditoka ara kucha omangundungano gani gangi ningini kota mpango toto kandangao. You are insulting the constitution of the Republic of Namibia. The position that is constitutional is different from the position that is biblical. For instance, ngashindani nda popeshi korelwa ne kucha. Kuna antu ya mkatu shikai kaya shikucha, moshi ni mashontu mbonda thika mapeni. Shashika shish. Inandia rombwela. Ndengwe popi thika mena pongoshi imashoe, onga kanser. Tuse kucha, owa thika ma moshi ni moshi shike. Ii ni moiriko inji kuyuni. Tulombwela. Totinga ondi itara kucha. Oma punda naga kufembo. Nenge, topopo wafa. Omwiriki wo EFF amu South Africa tati. Umbwanda. Na utambweko. Na umbele wapalekwe. Umbwanda na ditambweko. Tatambula kwa mbwada. Legalization. Na ditrupa veta. Undinshi nganga. Kuchangero ndaka purandi kogorora. Ando marema na harimo nemu. Ando nga ene katen. Opu. Ndakuli lampo. Itandi kogorora mtu hapo. Piroshi mihacha ngao. Oteshi popile shoke nuno na ukadho na. Nengo tapopile ano na kwa wea thiguno ya emi ni mihacha ngao. Yuno na wita wimo ote ufarano kwa skola dhondi. Lo ukadhira dhile na wa. Chasi o hafutu. Otuno kukalato shikucha. Owafika mapeni. Minima. Eko tampango joshirongo jazimina. Pukare penongundu. Dhopa protika. Odhinji. Ondakara kuwe wijoe kucha. Ongundu ndono showe ditaro dha puka. Nengo dhini monjira. Chasi uthemba. Waganjwa meko tapango. Ngero watuku ongu ndudono. Puh. Ndekwe thasho. Shashito vuru kutu keko tapango ka. Keko tapango. Ojo jaganja. Ufe mbambo. Tocho ndathika manga. Papa thika meko tapango. Shashu ete kucho takuti. Taking position now. Otoka la wei. Ukitha ko constituency interest. Kucha mo constituency etu. Shote tarantu yetu mba elimo. Ita hapo mpilo shini masha A. Ndena ngae, ite vuro kupo mpilo shini masha A. Omanga atumba atandi wilike, ita hapo mpilo shini masho. Ndaine mwashi wambo, I switched on to mwashi wambo now for the next 5 minutes, just to summarize what I have done. Opposition na taking. Ndati, uini mwili itato. Ngero wakara kuni nga kansera. alikana ondaganya pano washihorerwa kucha okuna alini maidi ine mbeno yasimana omteno kukare ina omadira diroga kwashigwana omatokorogo mtadira dira nawa okutala madira diro kwashigwana mbono mu constituency mo omadira diro gadindwa no kukaranga unakona shano shini masho pashiwana ashike pashirongo ashike totaro shirongo ashike kucho shino interest ya changini osho one omakanka meno goego pa umu inara kucho wathika mapo makanka meno ga changini pone po wathika muane po iya ngaete popine kucha shono pone to shiningeni mo constituency omuno shini mashithano personal level function ironga weyo pa umwene nando ukarewe itako pati nenge kekanga no jontumbo yoye kutulamo nengu kandidata ala kungwe mweno independent o uno kukala unu uthemba oku ningo shini mashithano o self advertising oku ite itha mwene ino kara wategelela ukapite kwa radi ayo radi ina ikara kututulamo mbepo otamu imo yangapi o constituency diye thire nane amuhota mwana mwaradeo esikulimwe nenge mifo uni mari wankwetu andongo to publishara to nyolara uyerere we mwene eto uganja mu constituency we to uganja mu constituency we ya tifa tulula monengo we mwene ya pempi to dimo torongwa ikwa mwena wa underground ino popsas to yara pefumbiko Ngo toti nandipo kampita ya kwe to mtungo na kudisa mpano. Okwa lingo kumekanje ni ngo tasikora na ya okwa jo kumeka meme. Onde ya paro kumpopisa kwe to shiri kanina nandosha. Ukwa wanakanyara. Wakampe inanga angao. Shashantwe kwe tekucha ontu na nyoku nanga kwa nasha nanti. Hea no kosa. To ya kohango to dhana kuifunji. Nenge uli nga moshiri. Ngo teshimono kucho uli moshiri nengo uli mifunji oje. Shampara kucha uwahoroka antu na ikumu nenga kucha uwahoroka puyo pini mambisho na nembi shosho nenda fanda popinga kucha kucha no wadhana uipa kama nengo wanika almasenjo antu esinga kucha nandonga opuadi po kango etunga itu so ya momikunda monondanto ya tala kucha antiwa magumbo kaishi ezimo jetu itandiko kini mayao horoka 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 Nyora mifo. Koroka. Ngaetetine, napukale pena, oshini maashi thano credit claiming. Ngero unasho waronga moshigwana. Shipopsara. Totinga yondarongo ntumba, ntumba, ntumba. Ondaga njano shikorilo shameme nao mikistingi. Ngono ndito aroka pamflete kikomarungula. Ngaotandika kuthakosho. Tandimpula meme heo. Oh, ngo kansera. Otoningo kansera. Meme kastinga kunyano. Tandimpula nga. Ayo kiste nga nga ngungu ngei 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 ngei. Ambo ngei ngei meme. Ayo shini moshua nawa. Ndwete wanyo rana wapano. Otashi vudikoka ni makoendi ke karongi temu programa anjete irandura. Okuganja. Uyelele kucha. Inatupu mbo kansela. Kae shiwike. Kucha oyo oje. Ndeme mengono kuipopcha. Ayo mwene kucha nga ayo mwene ondaronga pano. Nondaronga mpano, nondaronga mpano. Ndongo shize mone, onda mono experience, no skira. Yoku ronga moshini mamuno, no moshini mamuno, no moshini mamuno. Nondu vite kuchini mambino, uma uyerida kekenga, nongo teke getako original cancer. Oshijo tashibuliko original cancer, etu ikakare ya humakome koshashi. Ini mamte ironga, nare mangantini mwambiru wadi mwediri. Osho noshi matatu popinesho kucha. O cancer ina mfika mare tamu. Tokogorora ratuka ikushi. Kwa shiwana na nomunu usemba woku sikame tampuro kansera mbono kucha ongwe jano kume nengo ngwe jano meme ongwe jano tate ite tupuri ye vino madino tuga wete nga sita tupuro ruperu weo marupo tuga wete tatupura mpa tozi tozi moshi kwa shinyano uwarongere nare mombelewa uwarongere nare no shiwana ini mowishi nengo mtara watara kwa njabi Shashi u kansero hawe ya ngano kapake toka anao. No kusimane kwa arahono kuchaye kansere ya ponga asingei. Tusimane keni kansero. Nto kwa kari okuithanmano msimane kwa kansero. Oshija amonjiro kuisanusi mane kwa kansela kapenu uzigo. Ikena ndonga otandi mulombwele kucha. Oshi ni manashikari ilonga. Nashikari ilonga. Antu naemi ilonga. Eh? Toti moshi kanjo kukoro shange muno. Ae. Otandi kapura antu. Mwakara ndiringe shikano. Ini mambiono yeto tulanemu. Moshi nyurasho emu. Shinyurato shiganja nemu shi wanatu. Tatu ya nekucha. Ontotaki ngugi tapeku. Operi yoshi moshi kwa ashi ithano makanga meno. Mo mi popua ne mono ne shone pende topo pinando otopurwa nandino shinyora ne imungo wanyora wanyoranga shoku nyora shimbi ni maishi teiwa na mone mo shinyora okuni ni meimwili controversial ini meimwili controversial uno kukara una ethika meno yo emwene kuchapano onda thika marafa otono shini manando shoku koya mamapunda tutakuta mamapunda Otuno shini mashonjo kana no magumbo o famili. Magumbo hakandi kwa poku jano. Antuna kana no magumbo munasa na kulukadine ngena tukara alatu no magumbo kakabunda. Kananga o? Eh? Asano tablo kukana sana kwa undisha alana arumi mna kintu tako kana kintu wako. Shijana wanga o? Okuna ngamba eshi itara. Kwa okuna ngambi na eshi itara. Turombu ila mpa wathikama. Umbu adana o antuna randitho marutu ga o? Nga shinda po peshi kwa lima panukucha male mapo South Africa kwa po za amure. Ta chotu no kupiti kumbwada. Antu ya kala ndiso malu tukao. Tigi za sikuli mwingao. Denga onda tisharungu kandisho ni South Africa. Mbata zina ndi kukuru lawe. Oshoka so otunu unona otuna antu yasa. Ya kwa tako mikishita za mini maacha ngao. Okunangu huko karao ulimondu daya antu shotani gini. Ae. Antu inatura mini midhigu morufigo na wao. Shiro tatu chanto na apewi ilonga. Tontinga ita ndipitik. Itepo piro shima ya changao. Otepo pira anta yeke ya apewi ilonga. Anta yeke ya longwe. Deke kegumwe no kwa ine mumbu atawe mweno. Mzono ilonga ya mweno. Kaishironga ya ye pangeromzo. Ndategele una ewi jathika menapo inima ya changao. Opo nenda thika mampo na akwetu. Ya kucha otapumba kusea kuchono oje. Kukukukukorora nduyo wararanga enge ya kato ya si kucho ya fika mapeni. Ae, pono kapeli na wa. Onkeno tandipula kwe tutu. Longeni, kwa shiguano makogororo wongono takazi hono. Moshi iketa siyo tandi ya kupopsa shono sharonge kivapo siyo paife. Kwa komiti yo makogororo, kwa shikuwa no muno kusea makarako makogororo geli peni, o muno kusea asikesho no tashi inyenge, opo muka kogorore, keke kumwe moshi kanjo kogororo shwa imo winyo, lithira, inapu karanando mtugo ntumba, ita kogorora nungo kwa gea nenge, omolo asikato, heni, na tieni tuka kogoreni, o shinaku wanitashe, teni, tu kogororeni, are limbono, tatu rapo, yeke tukaerepo, yo yeke tukatireko meho, Mikondo, hili, no hili. Nga asinge yoku naro sekonde, ngika dhathika po milongo ni mpono, oprokaramae tuikare ya zamomombepo. Ondani ndapura andu ya denge, opo ipa denga aragu mwina pita, otatu pandura ne, ya kompito shomu mwapu akene, moshi ingiliso. Ndapo opi moshi ingiliso asigo, otapu karakuno minuto milongo mbali, nantano ngika, no minute ndino dha kugunina, ondapo opi mera kajoshi ndonga. Nga hingei, otandi kulile mangapano, nga eruka sakaru wapaya katenda, otepo pingane wija fakari lina omurua nga hapo pomidigu mpono, sho pangwa, ihe, ae, omuatende nga taruda, ya natu kulile mangapono sigomoshi kando tashirandula. Prokarama, oyali weyete lwa ko igole fema, ya sponsoring ba nenge ya kwa shiripare pa kukangano joko nradade no ashtiftung nga onde kutulira mombe poruka sakarua pa katenda sigo moshikando tashirandura natu uhalipo na wano kutokirwa po na wano.